Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas of Orla. This is a very fascinating concept to be found in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel 173. Again, we're doing a basic synopsis of these halachas. There's a lot more involved in these halachas, but this is a general overview so we become conversationally aware of this, so we can ask questions to become more involved in our own professional Judaism. The Torah tells us as follows: when you come to the land of Israel, and you you'll plant any fruit tree, varaltem or lasoi es piryoi. So you're going to do this mitzvah called Orla for its fruit, which is Shalosh Shanim Yelachem Arelim Lo Yechel. You may not eat it. It's considered Orla. It's considered almost like the excess, one that one's not able to be able to eat for the first 3 years of Hashana Revi'is Yeh Kol Piriyah Kodesh Shilulim LaHashem. And on the fourth year, it'll be holy to God. This is in Vayikra Perek Yotes, where it describes this. So let's understand this on a basic level. First of all, mechanics of Orla, then Netar Avoy, and then replanting, grafting, chopping, and uprooting. Let's jump in. Mechanics of Orla, this is section number one. What is the prohibition of Orla? So it is forbidden to derive any benefit from fruit produced by fruit trees during the first 3 years after planting it. Is it just the fruit? No. So it actually includes also the skins and the pits as well. Sometimes you eat those in certain fruits, and that will be prohibited as well. It doesn't matter who owns it, so it doesn't matter. Whether it's owned by a Jew or non-Jew, this is prohibited. It doesn't matter if it grows in a pot or in the ground. The answer is no. Whether it's a flower pot with a hole, without a hole, in the ground, not, it is prohibited. How are the 3 years of Orla calculated? So it's actually not 3 years day to day. So it goes as follows. If the tree was planted before the 16th of Av, the Jewish month of Av, that year counts as year one, because the tree takes around 14 days to root, so 2 weeks to root, and then 30 days until Rosh Hashanah, constituting a full year, which is enough of a bite size of that year to count as year one, and two additional years are counted from that, the first of Tishrei onwards. But if it's planted after the 16th of Av, that partial year does not count, and the full years are counted from the next Tishrei. So it'll be, let's say it's planted the 1st of Elul, you'll wait 30 days. That does not count as a partial year. You'll now start from Tishrei. It'll be three cycles. Go from Tishrei to Tishrei to Tishrei, and then you could, the end of Orla hits. Does Orla apply in the diaspora? So the answer is yes, but only mid-Rabbanon, rabbinically, which means Safik Orla b'chutz la'aretz is l'chumra, and Safik Orla b'aretz, a doubt about Orla in the land of Israel is taken stringently, and the Safik Orla b'chutz la'aretz is considered l'kula, is considered lenient. Now, we move into our second concept, which is called Netar Avoy. The Torah tells us that in the fourth year, the product is holy. What does that mean precisely? So in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, when one gets the fourth year of fruit, one would take that fruit and have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Or if one could redeem it onto money and use that money to buy things to eat in Yerushalayim as well. Why is this? So many of the Mepharshim explain that this is because it's almost like a trumas type of thing. It's the first fruit one is able to eat. One thinks it's really oneself, but really, actually, it's something which Hashem wants us to realize we're dedicating it to Hashem, even though we're owning it. And also, it forces us, the regular farmers, to go to Jerusalem and be involved in the spiritual center of Israel, even though from day to day, I'm very much involved in my fields and my business. How is the redemption of Netar Avoy performed today? So you would take the fruits which are when fully ripe. You take a silver coin or a permissible produce worth at least a proto, like a basic amount, and say, with this, I redeem the fruits of this fourth year. Afterwards, in Chutz La'aretz, you will destroy, or even in Israel, discard the coin or produce, typically by throwing it into the river. The reason this is done is not just traded off, is because otherwise people will be eating something which has redeemed holiness on it as well. Is a bracha recited when redeeming Netar Avoy? So in Israel, yes, but in Chutz La'aretz, no. So that would be, and that depends on not where you are, but where the fruits were grown. We move on to our third concept, and that is replanting, grafting, chopping, and uprooting. So a few basic questions. Does the laws of Orla apply if a tree was planted from a seed, branch, or transplanted from somewhere else? The answer is yes. Whether you planted it from a seed, whether you planted a branch and the branch grew like some trees do, or you transplanted from an existing tree, fruits grown within the first 3 years are considered Orla. Does Orla apply to branches grafted onto another tree or bent branches? So like this is called mavrich, where you either take a branch and you attach it to the tree and it grows out of the new tree, or you dip a branch from a tree into the ground, it takes its own roots and grows from there. So outside of Israel, Orla does not apply to grafted branches or branches bent into the ground, even if the branch later separates from the original tree. In Israel, does apply. If a tree is cut down, when are the new shoots from the stump subject to Orla? So it depends how much you cut. If at least one tefach, like 3.5 inches, remains standing out of the ground, that is considered like the tree remains. Anything that grows out of that is not subject to Orla because it already underwent its 3 years. But if it was cut down so close to the ground that it was less than 3.5 inches of tefach, then in that situation, the new growth is considered something subject to Orla and you need to wait 3 years. If a tree is uprooted, but some of the roots remain, does Orla apply to the subsequent growth? So it depends. Even if some very thin roots remain, they're sufficient to sustain the tree and they remain in the ground, then the tree is not considered newly planted. Thus, the fruits growing afterwards are not subject to Orla, regardless of the additional earth added later as well. So to really uproot Orla, it needs to be completely uprooted for this to apply as well. These are very important things, and this happens a lot of times when people are gardening and they plant little trees in their yard and they think it's so wonderful. It is wonderful, but one has to, this does not apply to vegetables, but this applies to trees. And if the tree is planted, one has to be careful about Orla. One has to be careful about also when one gets fruit, let's say from new trees, one has to be careful about, has this been observed? Which is a great concern. In Israel, it's a little easier to do this because there's Hechsherim which are observing this. In Chutzar, it's a little more complicated with knowing the first 3 years. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful meeting.